Hello, everybody. Happy Sabbath. Sister Dawn is sick today. Should we dock her a sick day or let her use some of her OT? You? The strong silent type. That's all right. Okay. I said it is time for children's story, and we'll see how we do. Everybody had a good week? Who is going back to school soon?
I'm going to school now.
See, that's right. I know. Why are they so excited about that? I was never that excited about going to school. All right, so for our story today, hey. You guys got to pay attention. I'm trying to figure out the story as we go. Now, come on. Who knows what courage is? Courage. And I'm not talking about courage, the dog. Courage? Yeah? No? Let's just say it means being brave. You know? Okay. How many of you guys are really brave? Really? I can't say the same. I got beat up a lot in school.
Not when I'm in bed.
Okay. So we're going to talk today about courage, about being brave. You ready? Tell me who in the Bible was brave.
Moses.
Correct.
Let's take.
Oh, okay. I'm sure in some way he was brave too. Anybody else? How about David? Was David brave?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Come on, don't steal the thunder. Okay, now I got to save that for next time. He just sold out the whole story. How about, let me think, who else was brave? Was Gideon brave? Yes? You don't even know who Gideon was, huh? Do you? We're going to talk about him in 2 weeks. Okay, there are a lot of people in the Bible that were brave for God.
Esther's brave.
Absolutely.
Daniel and the lion's den.
Daniel was the poster child for being brave. Absolutely. So there's a lot of people that were really brave. Mom, I'm going to move to Betsy if that's okay. I'm just playing. Come on, buddy. Come here. Come on. Sit with Mama. You're okay? Let's go. Okay. All right. So today we are going to talk about Joseph. Who is Joseph? Ever heard of Joseph?
Yeah.
You have? You too? That's right. Okay. Where's Johnny? I need you to tell Lewis to quit selling out my stories before he hits the punchline every time. Okay. So we're going to talk about Joseph. Do you think Joseph was brave?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Yes, he was. Now, think about this for a second. Joseph had a lot of brothers. How many? Like close to a dozen or so, you know? He had a lot of brothers. Yeah. Yes. But listen, can you tell I'm making up the story as we go? Okay. So here's the thing. His dad loved him. His dad taught him all about God. Taught him all about living the right way and about doing the right thing. You ever think about doing the right thing versus the wrong thing?
Yes.
How about you, Santiago? Sometimes you have to make a decision between the right thing or the wrong thing, huh? Yep. So check this out. Joseph was a good kid. He was really smart and he had a lot of dreams. And his brothers didn't like his dreams because in his dreams, he always won. Right? Just like in Ready Player One. Anyway. So they came up with this plan when he came to tell them the dream one. Then he said, let's get rid of Loudmouth. And they sold him to some people as a slave. Let me tell you, when you're a slave, you don't even get a paycheck. It was grim times for Joseph, and they took him all the way far, far away, and he ended up, let's fast forward, now he's in Egypt, and he's working for one of Pharaoh's right-hand dudes, living in his house, taking care of the house, and he was doing a good job, you know, because dad raised him to do the right thing. It's a shady place now? So the truth is, it's actually kind of become a shady place because the captain's wife was trying to get Joseph in trouble. So yes, it became a shady place. She was trying to tell lies on him and get him in trouble. And Joseph, he could have gone along with the lies. It would have been easier for him, right? He would have got promotions. All kinds of good stuff would have happened to him, right? But he remembered dad telling him, always do the right thing in the sight of God. Because even if he went along with the lies and did the wrong thing, he could have hid from the captain. He could have hid from all the co-workers and the managers around the area. You know, he probably could have. But who do you think he could not possibly hide from? Jesus. That's right. So Joseph knew that, and he decided he was going to do the right thing. He was going to obey God. And you know what happened when he did the right thing? They threw him in jail. Go figure. Here's Joseph, good kid, did the right thing in jail. How is that fair? Can you tell me? It's not, exactly. It's not fair at all. But you know what? While he's in jail, instead of being all smug and miserable, he's trying to tell people, you know, it's okay. You still have to do the right thing because God will always take care of you. And then some other guys who actually did the wrong thing and ended up in jail with him, they were pretty sad and they had some dreams. And Joseph, because God hooked Joseph up with being able to tell what those dreams meant, told them what their dreams meant. And do you know what? They happened exactly like he said, right? But they didn't remember Joseph. Poor Joseph, I just gave you a free interpretation of your dream. Didn't even charge you taxes, right? And all I asked you to do is remember to put a word in for me. He couldn't get out on parole. He was stuck in jail. There's Joseph. But you know what? One of the guys ended up back in the courts of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh had a dream about, who knows what he dreamt about? Okay, he dreamt about 7 fat cows and 7 lean cows. And we're actually talking about cows. 7 fat cows, 7 lean cows. Well, what does that mean? Well, in the dream, the 7 lean cows kind of ate the 7 fat cows. Don't get scared. It's just a dream. It didn't actually happen, okay? And nobody could tell him what the dream meant, but this one guy remembered, you know, there was this guy in prison with me, and he actually understood my dream, and it came true. Let's call him. So they called Joseph. They told him the dream, and Joseph said, hold on. I can't just tell you the dream. I got to ask God about this, right? So he goes off by himself. He prays, Lord, I don't know what they're talking about. 7 fat cows, 7 lean cows. What does that mean? I don't know. How does a 7 lean cow eat a 7 fat cow? I can see they can eat 1, maybe 1.5, but 7? That's just crazy, right? Help me out. What does this mean? And don't you know God told him exactly what it meant? God told him that you guys are going to have 7 really good years. Everything is going to grow. You're going to have surplus like you never knew. But then there's going to be 7 years, nothing's going to grow. It's going to be like August in Texas. Hot, dry, nothing's going to grow, and you won't see a whole lot of rain. Okay? And it made sense. And you know what Pharaoh did? He said, you're a pretty sharp kid. And your God obviously knows something that my many, many gods don't. I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you ruler second to me over this entire nation. Figure out a way to deal with this. And you know what he did? I'm going into overtime. I'm going to hurry up. He went and got all the engineers together, got all the builders together. They built huge, huge, huge warehouses. Without air condition, but they built huge non-air conditioned warehouses, and they started stocking it up with all the grain they could fit in there. And people are like, why are you saving all that grain? We could sell this grain. We got extra. We can do this. We can make some money here. He said, nope, let's hold this grain. We're going to need it. And after 7 years, they had so many warehouses full of grain. I'll tell you what, it's something else. I feel like I'm preaching a sermon. I'm trying to fast forward here. But right after that, all of a sudden, things change. It was like Southeast Texas. It was hot. It was dry. Rain was not falling for a long time. No rain. Are you really crying or are you pretending? Okay, thank you, I didn't want to scare anybody. So it got so dry after the first year, after the second year, there was nothing growing and people were hungry.
The cows were
dead. That happened too. It was bad. It was grim. But guess what? Joseph said, let all the people come and form a line in each neighborhood by the warehouse that we had built. We are going to have food for you guys. And don't you know everybody was able to eat and not starve to death? Yes. And not only that, because our God is a big thinker. Our God thinks on a global scale, right? So people from all over the place heard about this and came down there. And Joseph had people giving out food to save people's lives. And guess who showed up for some food?
It's 12 little brothers.
12. Not only them, guess who else come back on the second trip because they got hungry and ate all that food quick?
What did he say again?
And Dad. See, God reunited him with his whole family, and he was able to save his whole family many, many, many years later because he had the courage to listen to God from the very start. Amen? So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8, this is in the Old Testament. How about I just read it? Would that be okay? I'm way past overtime. Help me out here. Okay. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Did you hear that? Whatever happens, God is going to be with you. Hey. Whatever happens, God is going to be with you. You believe that?
Yes.
Jesus is always with you and keep you safe? So, okay. So what this means is you're going to be faced with choices all the time. You can choose to do the wrong thing. You can choose to tell a lie to avoid a whooping. You can choose to steal something because you don't have the money to buy it and you really want it. But who will always know that you chose the wrong way?
Jesus.
That is right. And who do you want to make happy?
Jesus.
So let's plan to do the right thing, knowing, according to the book of Deuteronomy, God will always take care of all of you guys. Yes? Oh, okay. All right. And that's our story. We will have a prayer by Brother Dwight. Keep it short. I was long. Sorry.
Dear Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for bringing us all here to church. And I ask that you let Pastor Lucas give a good sermon. In Jesus' name, amen.